Oh, boys, look what we found here. A little homestead hidden away from the prying eyes of the world and living on its own. A veritable oasis that they've been keeping from us. Look at this shit. A well with fresh water, homegrown vegetables. Damn, I'd be impressed if I wasn't so fucking offended. And isn't this sweet? Mom, pop, son, and daughter. Why, it's positively nuclear. Maybe if you put up that white picket fence, it would have kept us raiders out. That said, I don't believe I've ever received my fair share of their crops or any sort of tribute from them at all. Hell, they didn't even let us know that they were here. And we all know that is directly against the rules of my state. And they look positively glowing with health compared to the rest of the wasteland. Now, that's just selfish, isn't it? This isn't a capitalist society anymore. You can't hoard your wealth. Well, unless you're me. And what a charming little family. I assume you all farm this land? Yes? Impressive. However, I'm sure we can manage the land on our own without you cowards. Boys, get rid of... What is that fucking racket? Well, well, well. What do we have here? How did I not see you when we pulled up? Viper, what the hell? Were you planning to keep her to yourself? You know I get first choice of all the captives. I don't give a flying fuck if you caught her. This isn't finders keepers, you fuckknuckle. We're not toddlers. Give her to me and get out. Yes, get out, as in leave the gang. I honestly don't care where you go to as long as I don't see your ugly face anymore. If you're not out of here in the next 10 minutes, I will kill you myself. Oh, and take the father with you. Do whatever you want with him. Kill him, leave him for dead, dress him up and cuddle him in bed. Honestly, I don't care. Just one less body to take care of. Shh. I've got you. I've got you now. Calm yourself. You had to know that we'd have no use for your father. No amount of begging or arguing will save him now. Look, Viper has already left with him in his truck. It is best for you not to dwell on that, sweet. But look, your mother, sister, and brother are still alive. Look how your mother and sister cry. Look how scared and angry your brother is. They must be shitting their pants right now. But not you. You were fighting my man and just tried to save your father. Not bad for a woman who didn't stand a chance of winning. No, I'm not calling your family cowards. No need to get so upset, sweetheart. My, you are protective, aren't you? No, they're reacting in a perfectly normal way for farmers who just had their little utopia invaded by the big, scary raiders. You, however, are not. Oh, it's not that you're not afraid. I can feel how your heart races when my body is pressed against yours and my knife is against your throat. And you tremble occasionally, and your breathing is quick and unsteady. Yes, you are frightened, but you are pushing through that fear in order to protect what you love. And that's almost noble. Boys, get rid of the mother and son. Do what you want with the other woman. What's that, sweet? Wait. Say that again. I want to make sure that I heard you correctly. I did. You said, whatever I like. I can do whatever I like to you if I just let them go. That's an awfully big request, Harley. But quite a large promise as well. Besides, the wasteland is a nasty place. There's no guarantee that they survive anyway. but your eyes. Oh, they look so helpless and beautiful when you're pleading like that. I could just take you, of course, and that's what I was planning. But to have you willingly on your knees before me, to have you fulfill my every request, that is a very tempting offer. Fuck it. Fine. Let them go. Stop complaining. No. You can wave goodbye, but you stay right here, sweet. I am rarely this kind. In fact, I can't remember ever being this kind, so I fully expect you to reward me amply, my dear. There. Now they're gone, and my men are going about setting up our camp. Your home is certainly charming and ideal for it. Plenty of land and isolation. Perhaps we'll stay for a while. Would you like that?
What?
Oh, no, dear girl. You will not be allowed to stay when we move on. You shall be coming with us. Remember when you gave yourself over to me willingly? Unless your pussy is a giant bear trap, I doubt there is any way I will have enough of you in only a week or two. In fact, even if it is, there is still your mouth and tight little ass. How do you smell so good when the world has been destroyed? And your skin is far too soft for someone who works the land in a post-nuclear shit show. And this body. Most people nowadays are either pure muscle or wave thin. You, however, somehow have curves that would make Venus weep in envy. I would say that you're just too young to have been horrifically corrupted by this hell of a world, but you're not remotely close to your teen years. I would guess late 20s. Your eyes have lost that annoying teenage vanity. You might be a few years older than those silly little girls, but you reek of naivety. It is delicious. And it tastes even better. Your neck is smoother than silk. No wonder you are the most brave. Although impressive, courage when faced with the very real threat can only be described as foolish. Your self-sacrificing nature has left the majority of your family free and unmolested, yes. But will you still be glad of your decision in a few hours' time? Is there any particular place you'd like to be initiated into our little band of nomads? No. All right. I'm sure I can find something satisfactory, preferably away from the hungry eyes of my crew. Every single one of them wishes they were me right now, and I don't need them to get too riled up. If you're bad, I may have to turn you over to them, sweetheart. And trust me in the fact that they will not show you even the tiniest shred of mercy. They've been without pussy for a very long time, and I highly doubt that any of them would have the composure to hold back. I'd likely find you a bloody and cum-filled pulp afterwards. Do you understand why it is much better to be good for me? Answer me, you ungrateful slut. That's better. Now, I see a nice patch of grass right over here. Hell, there's even a tree for shade. A little slice of heaven in the burnt remains of civilization. And you are an angel, somehow untouched by the horrors out there. That is, until now. Your eyes are still trying to appear brave, aren't they? Aw, little lamb. Do you want the big bad lion to think that you're tough? Your quick little pulse is an evidence of the panic that you feel at this very moment. Perhaps I can make it quicken for a different reason altogether. On the ground, slut. Oh, no, you don't. Stay down. I would give you the option of obedience or being bound, but I think we both know that you'll reach for my knife or gun the moment you get a chance, no matter what you promised. Oh, don't look so worried. I'm still keeping my end of the bargain, even though I know your mind is racing with 1,000 ways to escape right now. You can't, of course. Even if you did manage to wound or kill me, my men would find me before long. They have vehicles while you're on foot. We are excellent trackers, and they would go after your family next. But don't worry, I like that you're not some simpering virgin who is begging me for her life. That gets so old after a while. Do you know how hard it is to find someone with backbone out here that hasn't gone absolutely insane? Oh, you're wondering about my virgin comment. How can I know? It's true that you're rather isolated, but the fact that you were likely already an adult when the bombs fell, combined with your confident swagger as I pushed you ahead of me, makes me suspect you have at least some experience. If I had to guess, though, I'd wager it had been quiet a while. Unless, of course, you and your family were much closer than I thought. Oh, do calm down, little bird. I don't actually think you are fucking your own kin. Although, I wouldn't blame them one bit. Now, I think it's time I get you incapacitated so that I don't have to worry about what those mischievous little hands get up to. Although I would dearly love to use this on that sweet ass or pull it around that delicate neck of yours, I believe I will have to fall back to a much more practical use for my belt. Give me your wrists. I said, give me your goddamn wrists. Stop struggling. Oh, that stunned you a bit, didn't it? Sorry, my sweet. I truly don't want to hurt you. I'd rather not mar that pretty little face of yours if I don't have to, but I will do what is necessary. Still, did the job and got you to stop, though. There we go. Arms nice and stretched above you, wrists held together firmly. Oh, that pushes your breasts out very nicely. I can't wait to see them without these clothes in the way. Let's unwrap my present while you're still dazed, shall we? That t-shirt can't hide your lovely curves, you know. Let's see. I think if I make a notch in the neckline with my knife, I can rip the rest. Oh, yes. And just cut through this bra. Fuck. Those are beautiful. And they fill my hands perfectly. So fucking full. And those nipples. My God. Perfection. Ah. I can't resist. Fuck. Your skin tastes incredible. Your nipples are getting so hard, sweetheart. Did you just arch your back? Are you back with me now? Good. I wonder if you like biting. Oh, by that whimper, I think you do. God. So goddamn soft and supple. I think I need these nipples in my mouth all the fucking time, sweet. You're getting excited, aren't you, darling? I could do this all day. But I think it's time to see the rest of you. Those jeans did nothing to hide those womanly hips, you know. Well, well, well. It seems your white cotton panties have a decidedly wet spot in them. Unless you pissed yourself, which I know you are too far proud to do. I do believe I may have affected you. Fuck me? Oh, you will. Don't worry about that. Let's get these panties off. You won't need panties anymore anyway. And that's it. Now I can see all of you. These curves. The hair. Those big eyes. Damn. I'm glad we found this place. Now, let's see about this pussy. Oh, that is pretty, isn't it? Your lips are glistening with your juices already, darling. What happens if I spread your lips and... My, my, what a reaction. I do believe you enjoyed that. You smell divine. Let me just feel. Oh, there we go. You are tight. And oh, so wet. Don't you try to close your legs. Keep them fucking open. I said keep them fucking open. Yes, you feel that. That's my knife pressing against your femoral artery. If you keep struggling, I can't guarantee that it won't sink in and sever it. Bleeding out is a nasty way to die. And if you do, I will find your family and fuck them all until they're nothing but vegetables. Am I clear? I said, am I clear? Good girl. I can't believe I'm going to fucking reward you after that display. But denying myself a taste of this would be cruel and unusual punishment in itself. Fuck. You taste just as sweet as you smell. Oh, your juices are dripping down my chin, sweetheart. Fucking delicious. Did you just moan? Was that a tremble? Oh, little lamb. I do believe you might not hate this as much as you thought you would. You moan and ride so prettily, sweetheart. I'm gonna make you come. You are gonna come so fucking hard. You won't even remember your name. You will feel boneless and mindless once I'm done with you. And you will be mine. All fucking mine. But not with my mouth. Not this time. You're going to come on my cock. Fuck. I am so goddamn hard for you. Do you feel that? That's what you created. and now you will deal with it.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, you were tied around my fingers, but this... Oh, this is unbelievable. Oh. It's a damn good thing you're so fucking wet, or this would be so much harder on both of us. Oh, I was right. You are an angel. A slutty angel. Whore. My angel whore. Now you trying to hold back your moans. Oh, honey, let them out. Let them out. Oh, there's no use in denying the pleasure, girl. Oh, you are sopping wet. Oh, your pussy is already throbbing in preparation around me. Oh, and these nipples. Oh, as hard as rocks. Your pupils are dilated, and your breath is coming in short bursts. Oh, your arousal couldn't be any more obvious. Sluts. Oh, there. That's it. Move for me. Oh, I know you're close. You love this cock inside of you, don't you? Stretching your tight little pussy. Oh, ramming into your unwilling body. Oh, you don't want to enjoy it, but you do. Oh, you do. Oh, you fucking love it. Oh, that's it. Oh, come for me. Come for me, little lamb. Come on my cock. Come, and I'll come with you. Oh, I'm so fucking close. Oh, God, already. Come for me. 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 Yes, yes, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Your cunt is still milking me. No. Just lay back. Relax. You need to rest, Angel. After all, I have so many plans for you.